Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout glory to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, Bishop said no eating in the sanctuary. Baby, that double cheeseburger I got in your purse. Get one of the kids, take it back to the truck for me. Amen. We ain't going to eat in the sanctuary because I ain't trying to get called to the office. Amen. I done got called to the office once or twice before. Amen. Praise God. If you love Jesus, let me hear you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Amen. I want to thank you all. Amen. When I was sick, thank you, Church CFC, for praying for me. I know prayers was going up left and right, right and left, front and back. I want to say to you all, thank you so much for standing in faith with me and my family. I'm here. Hallelujah. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no God as big as my God. Amen. I love that song. It may be a little country and western, but there's no God as big as my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. Let's pray. Father, we love you with all of our heart. Thank you so much for your grace, your mercy. And as the word goes forth, we thank you that it will go forth with power and it will be clear. There will be understanding. And we thank you, Father God, that change will take place in the lives of your people. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God. I want to say thank you to my bishop and first lady. And they when I was sick, they prayed. I know y'all was praying, but they prayed. My dad and mom, they called me often and checked on me and sent food. Look, first lady sent us some bologna and hot dogs. And that was just right up our alley because that was just about all I could eat at the time. Amen. And when I was sick, I actually had lost a lot of weight. I lost a lot of weight. And I came back and I was telling my Aunt Ruby, I said, Aunt Ruby, she said, Therese, I was about to send the FBI out to find you if you hadn't came back this Sunday. I said, yeah. I said, Aunt Ruby, I was sick and I lost so much weight. She said, you did? Well, what happened? I said, Lord, help. I said, Lord Jesus. Now, she was my favorite aunt. She was. But if Aunt May Oprah watching, you the favorite now, amen. I know she watching from Tacoma, Washington, amen. Amen. My Aunt Ruby does not hold back at all. Amen. I brace myself. I had lost a lot of weight. Now, I'm just saying, I know I did. I had now. And I came up one Sunday before I got sick, and I was gaining, you know, a little weight. And I walked into, after service, I walked in Mom and them house, and she was sitting on the couch. She said, Therese, what you got going on here? All this? Oh, Lord. My Aunt Ruby just said what she got to say. Amen. But amen, I love you. You was number one. I'm just saying. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all, I tell you what, God is a good God. And I want to talk about the stand of faith. I want to talk about the stand. And the title of my message is Stand. Maintain your position. Amen. And When I was sick and I got sick and you know, everybody got checked on me and some of the calls I didn't make back. I don't know if Brother Jordan here. He called and I just forgot. I just did not call him back. He wouldn't even shake my hand when I came back that Sunday. I because that ain't the first time. I don't return no calls. I don't be doing it on purpose, but I just forget. Amen. Praise God. And Michelle, I want to thank her and them. They cooked for us and Kenny cooked some food for it. Y'all, that was just a blessing at the time, amen? And my tire went down, and Kenny came. He said, man, I'll plug your tire and fix it. Because, I mean, I was trying, but I just didn't have no energy. I didn't have no strength. I couldn't breathe. All this stuff was going on, and I appreciate it. I just want to say to y'all, thank you. Thank you to the musicians and Sheena Fielding on the keyboard. Thank y'all for handling everything while I was gone, amen? Just had a birthday, and now y'all know I wear extra medium. I ain't getting not one gift. Not nan gift from nobody. It ain't that hard to find an extra medium in the stores. It just ain't that hard. Amen. I want to thank my kids. They checked on me. Every time I cough, camp, Daddy, cover your mouth. I got tired that much of my cover your mouth. I'm in my house. Cough, I want to cough. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I want to thank my baby, Latoya Jones. Y'all, that girl went to bat for her man. When I got sick, she said, listen here. She sat me down. She said, I got one husband, and the goal is to get you well. She said, I don't care If God do a miracle, I don't care if you got to have surgery. I don't care how I get there. As long as you get to the end zone, that's what we finna get you. Let's go to work. That girl rolled up her sleeves, put on her Superwoman cape, and went to work. Amen. Amen. I couldn't miss no medicine. I couldn't miss no breathing treatment. She was there for me. So, in her honor, I wrote her a poem. Y'all fellas, y'all take notes. Sit up, woman. Don't be ashamed and don't be scared. Amen. It goes a little something like this. It says, now check it out. Now Bishop got himself a Cobra, and I think that's super cool. AJ got himself a Michelle, and she make him drool. Jeffrey got himself a Shaquella Renee, and I know he's spoiler. But Terrell Jones got himself a Latoya.
Hold on.
Brother George got himself a Lucy, and that's all right. Brother AJ Holmes got himself a Wilma, and I think that's tight. Tyrone got himself a, what's Tyrone dog name? Chase. Tyrone got himself a Chase, and that's a spoiler. But Terrell Jones got himself a Latoya. Now, my baby is beautiful and fine, and she give me my spark. She's so light-skinned, she glow in the dark. She Jesus' little sister, and I'm glad she's my wife. I just want to say thank you, baby, for saving my life. Y'all know what's going down. Amen. I want to talk about the stand of faith. Maintain your position. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, when adversity comes and trials and tribulation come and you have spoken the word of God, boom, you got to stand. Come on, somebody. And you got to maintain your position. You got to straighten your back out, plant your feet, and not be moved. Amen. We're not moved by circumstances. Amen. What moves us? Faith, the word of God. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by how we feel. We're not moved by what goes around us. What do? We stand and we maintain our position. Amen. Now, the faith process, when we believe in God for something, we all go through what? The faith process. Amen. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Let's talk about the faith process. This is how it goes. Now, when you believe in God, say you believe in God for a car, you believe in God to get your bill paid, you believe in God for a new pair of shoes. Come on, you believe in God for your healing. You have to go through the faith process. Number one, the Bible says that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want some faith in an area, you got to take the word of God and sow it into your heart. Amen. And as you begin to sow the word of God into your heart, faith will come. Now, a lot of people, I thank God, I'm believing God for a truck. I'm believing God for a car. I'm believing God for this and that. And they have not taken time to sow the word of God into their heart. Faith ain't there. You just talking, amen? You just talking. But you must go through the faith process. And once you go through the faith process, amen, and you sow the word of God, and you have sown the word of God into your heart, then you can say, go to Job chapter 22, verse 28, amen? It says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. You can then speak, and it'll happen, amen. We can see that in Genesis, in the book of beginnings in Genesis, and God said and God saw, and God said and God saw. Why? Because faith was, God is, he is faith, amen. And once faith comes, you can decree a thing, and that thing will happen, amen. Amen, let me get a drink of water. Tim, you know you're supposed to have this water open.